USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukraine's second largest city has been rocked by Russian shelling. Several are reportedly killed, while dozens more were injured. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky believes Russia is trying to pressure him into concessions. Delegations from both countries met on Monday for the first talk since Russia's invasion. After several hours, the two sides said they would meet again. Meanwhile, the General Assembly of the United Nations held its first emergency session in decades. Russia's UN mission was being expelled from the U.S. They were accused of spying. Five people were killed in a church in California. The Sacramento County Sheriff's Office suspects the three children under 15 years old were killed by their father, who took his own life. No immediate details were released about the fifth person. A spokesman says that the shooting is being called a domestic violence incident. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Europe's largest oil company says it will pull investments from Russia. Shell says it will exit a joint venture with Kremlin-owned Gazprom and related entities. The Dutch company also says it plans on ending involvement with Nord Stream 2, the pipeline to deliver natural gas to Western Europe. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz halted certifying the project after Russia invaded Ukraine. Shell joins BP, which announced on Sunday that it will sell its stake in Russian oil giant Rosneft. Republicans in Arizona want a judge to strike down the vote-by-mail system used by 90% of voters in the state. The lawsuit filed Friday argues that absentee voting is unconstitutional. At the very least, they are asking to get rid of the no-excuse absentee balloting system adopted in 1991. The suit is modeled on a similar lawsuit in Pennsylvania, where a court struck down the Commonwealth's two-year-old mail voting law. Democratic Governor Tom Wolf's administration is appealing the decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The search for the origin of COVID-19 continues.
After people like Dr. Rand Paul, the senator of Kentucky, has spent the last 2 years talking about the possibilities of virus enhancement or gain-of-function research, in an interview with Fox News, Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel said that that is a possibility.
My scientists are looking into those data to see how accurate they are or not. As I've said before, the hypothesis of an escape from a lab by an accident is possible. You know, human makes mistakes. So is it possible that the Wuhan lab in China was working on viruses enhancement or gene modification, and then there was an accident where somebody was infected in the lab and they infected their families and friends? It is possible.
Two new studies that came out at the same time, one from the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the other from the University of Arizona, both back up this information. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
On Wall Street Monday, the Dow was down 166 points, the NASDAQ was up 57 points, and the S&P 500 was off 11. Chris Licht has been appointed the future leader of CNN. He's running The Late Show with Stephen Colbert at the moment, but his news cred comes from running CBS This Morning and helping to create Morning Joe on MSNBC. Listen to news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.